And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to do a continuation of yesterday's show. We're going to talk about things that we talked about yesterday. We're going to bring them into today's show, and then we're going to give you the rest of the information that I was unable to provide to you on yesterday's show because, well, I ran out of time. I ran out of time. I had 2 hours worth of content that I wanted to present to you. And I didn't realize it was going to take me 2 hours to get all that content out. And when I started presenting the content, I started realizing there was a lot of supplemental information that needed to go out in addition to the base content that I was going to give you. So what happened was, well, I just ran out of time. I ran out of time. So some of you who didn't listen to yesterday's show, you're wondering what I'm rambling on about. Okay, let me give the context of yesterday's show and let me bring you up to speed with what we're going to do today. Yesterday's show stimulated me because I had received an email from a listener. This email was in all cap letters, which indicates to me that the person was shouting, right? Isn't that what all caps in an email means, that they're shouting? Okay, so I read the email, and there's a lot of emotion in the email. There's a lot of passion in the email, and there's a lot of pain in the email. This person has had a bad experience with real estate investing, and they're reaching out to me. And what it tells me is that they haven't given up hope, but they're so frustrated with their current situation, they don't know what to do. So they're turning to Lifestyles Unlimited for assistance. So what I did yesterday was I read to you the email that came to me, and I believe I read to you the response. And part of the response was, well, let's do this. Let me read you the original email, and then I'll read you my response. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get into the email that was sent to me overnight in response to the email that I sent to this person. Now, just like yesterday, I am not going to disclose who this person is. This person, in my opinion, needs help. They're reaching out for help, and I am here to help. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We help people out. We help them understand that real estate investing is the right way to go. But this particular person, he's not convinced of it. He is not. He says, "Hi, Al, I do listen to your show. I find one very important topic which you never discuss. How do you ensure people pay the rent? I have experienced on all of my properties that people are," and he uses a nasty word, and I'll just leave that word out, "and do not pay rent. And I feel like a bad guy. Even though I busted my," all right, you insert a word, "fixing the houses so people can move into a clean home, it takes years because the resident is trying to stretch it out as long as possible to get them out. I deal with Philadelphia, so the resident is protected, but the city wants their water payments, they want their school taxes from me, regardless if the resident is paying rent or not. Eventually, I sold all four of my properties with a loss and a lot of aggravation. And if I had to pay a contractor to do the repairs, forget it, I'd be bankrupt." So right there, that sets the tone for what we talked about yesterday. And here was my response. I said, "Hi, how you doing? I do discuss how to prevent the situation from happening on the shows. Proper screening will help you to eliminate the less desirable residents. But even with proper screening, renovations, and operations, if you choose to buy in a non-landlord state or municipality, you get what you get." So what I told him was, you're owning properties in the wrong part of the country. You've chosen a place called Philadelphia, and it's not necessarily a landlord-friendly place. Then I went on to say, "Sounds like you have experience doing what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe you just need the education and relationships created by becoming a member of the organization." So that was my response to him. And I woke up this morning to this response. And he said, "Okay, you suggest proper screening. I feel if I do that, I am risking the situation of being accused as a racist. Dude, proper screening is not a racial thing. Proper screening has everything to do with financials, criminal background, credit scores, things like that. It has nothing to do with race, creed, sex, natural origin, any of those things that are prohibited by the United States of America as a condition of law. You cannot discriminate. When you screen your residents correctly, you avoid many of the problems you've experienced. Set your standards high and then keep them the same for everyone. That way you comply with all fair housing laws. Look for residents that have no criminal background history. A fair or better credit rating, and the reason I say fair is that some bad credit can be explained to your satisfaction. Maybe they just had something that happened to them at COVID that dinged their credit, something they could not control, right? Okay, so there are certain credit things that can be explained away. And ensure that they have stable employment and can provide 2 months worth of pay stubs. That gives you credibility from the person that's interested in renting from you. You want the resident to have income that's at least 2.5 times, 3 times is better, a month in income to the advertised rent. What does that mean? Well, for instance, if you're renting your unit for $1,000 a month, you want your potential resident to earn at least $2,500 per month. $3,000 is better, but $2,500 is still reasonable. It's still doable. What you're looking at is you're looking at how much money is this person paying for rent? And if you're using a 2.5 multiplier, then the problem is a bigger percentage of their income is being applied to rent. And that could be a little bit riskier. That's part of the reason that maybe three times is a better multiplier than 2.5. But I know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that use that 2.5 multiplier. And you know what? They get excellent results. They do. They get excellent results. Now, the next comment that I made, I'm just going to say it the way I typed it because I wrote it the way I believe it. You're only a racist if you act like a racist. If you're not, stop letting other people influence you. If somebody is calling you a racist because you're holding them to a certain standard for a business transaction, you know what you need to do? You need to walk away from that person. You're not doing anything that is discriminating against that individual from a racial standpoint. All you're doing is offering a place to live to somebody in the community. And if they don't have the mental capacity or the ability to engage you in a respectful manner, why would you do business with somebody like that? Why? You don't have to do business with somebody like that. If they're a complete jerk, do you have to lease to a complete jerk? I don't think you do. I don't even think you have to put that in your rental criteria. I think that is a subjective opinion that you can make that I don't want to do business with this person. I'm getting all kinds of red flags that are telling me, you know what? They need to go away. So don't rent to people that are calling you names, especially if you're not behaving the way that name is labeling you. All right. The next thing I said to him was this, and this is what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show today. You're investing in the wrong assets and the wrong location if you cannot collect rent for 9+ years. It's just as simple as that. You're doing it all wrong. It's ineffective, and you need to educate yourself on how to avoid that. If you live in Philadelphia, and that's where you enjoy living, find a market that's a better fit for your investing strategy. You do not need to buy assets where you live. You don't. You do not. We have many members of Lifestyles Unlimited that live in places that we consider non-landlord friendly, yet they buy their real estate assets in locations that are landlord friendly. Change what you're doing. And don't give me that nonsense about, I have to be able to go check on my property, because that's a bunch of nonsense. You don't have to go and check on your property. You have somebody living in your property that can inform you if there's something wrong with the property. If you have the right resident in the property, they're going to keep you informed as to the things that need attention. They will tell you when something goes bad. And here's the other thing. You need to tell them that they need to tell you that stuff. All right, I'll just give you a Lifestyles Unlimited tip. You ready for it? Blood, flood, or fire. If it involves blood, flooding, or fire, you need to pick up your phone and call me immediately. Immediately. I need to know about it right away. Blood, flood, or fire. If something is not working, pick up the phone and let me know, because that's part of what I am doing. I am providing you clean, functional workforce housing. It's clean when you receive it. It may not be clean while you're living in it because you may have bad hygiene habits. But at the end of the day, I'm providing you something that is functional, something that works 100% correctly. If something breaks, if a system breaks within that system, within that property, you need to let me know so that I can address it for you so that we can have you living in a functional property again. Does that make sense? All right, here's the last thing that I told him. I said, the Lifestyles Unlimited model will teach you how to effectively use contractors to renovate your assets. If you can't afford to pay for a contractor, you're overpaying for the asset in the first place. You need to buy at wholesale prices, renovate while keeping at those wholesale prices, and then capture equity when the difference between your wholesale pricing is well below the retail price for the asset when you complete the renovations. See, the Lifestyles Unlimited model is designed to protect this particular person. But this person, for the last 10 years, at least based on what I'm seeing in the email trail, this person has not been doing real estate correctly. Now, I addressed on yesterday's show places around the country that are non-landlord friendly. I did not showcase this particular location that the individual cited, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because it didn't make my list. Although when I did a little further research, I did realize that Philadelphia is one of those areas that's not necessarily landlord friendly. It's just not as bad as places like California or New York or Washington or Oregon, the cities that I showcased yesterday. So what are we going to do today? What are we going to do to change the paradigm? We're going to talk about places that you can invest, places that make sense to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And we're going to share all that information for free. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by addressing a concern that was sent to me by a listener who's had some bad experiences with real estate investing. So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about parts of the country that make sense for real estate investing. So why don't we get into Texas and talk about the Houston market, the Dallas market, the Austin market, the San Antonio market. In other words, the major cities in Texas provide an excellent investing opportunity for you. And here's why. First of all, there's no rent control. None. Not like in New York. There is no rent control. Texas has a statewide ban. You heard me correctly. A statewide ban on rent control, and that allows landlords to raise rents at their discretion. Now, market forces still come into effect. I can't just willy-nilly raise my rents to whatever I want them to be because I still have to be concerned about my competition who might undercut me, right? Okay, so we allow the market forces to impact our rent. This is particularly advantageous in high demand urban areas like Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, where property values and rental demand are rapidly increasing. Rents are still going up in these areas. I know you've read some information about there about, you know, vacancy might be up or rents are cooling off. I think that is just a response to the fact that we have had radical rent growth over the last couple of years. And, you know, you can't sustain radical growth without a cooling off period. So I think we're having a little bit of a cooling off period. But I think all the indicators out there, at least the stuff that I have researched, is telling me that Texas is still a great place to invest because rents still have the potential to rise along with inflation. Does that make sense? Okay. What about the eviction process? What do they do in Texas? Well, the eviction process in Texas, lightning fast. For non-payment of rent, landlords can begin the eviction process just 3 days after rent is late. And the court system is generally favorable to landlords. Once a landlord wins an eviction case, residents only have 5 days to vacate. And the constable will be there to make sure that they leave the property on that fifth day. That's the way it works in Texas. What about lease flexibility? Well, Texas landlords have significant control over the terms of their leases, such as requiring potentially higher security deposits, or maybe shorter lease terms, or even offering month-to-month leases. Nobody from the state of Texas dictates to me as a property owner how I have to offer my leases. Now, there's some states out there that, you know, they're playing around with that, in my opinion. I think it's just something you shouldn't be playing with. It's kind of like taking a fork and putting it in an electrical socket. It's a really bad idea. You shouldn't do it. What about landlord rights in Texas? Texas laws are designed to protect property owners, not property leases, but property owners. If a resident violates the lease agreement, such as damaging the property or causing a disturbance, landlords can take swift legal action to evict them. If they're not fitting in with the community that they decided they wanted to live in, I can help them go away very, very quickly. And the residents that remain in the community are happy about it because the problem person is no longer there to be the problem person. Now, Texas went through a period where the property taxes just went through the roof. They really went through the roof. But one of the things the state of Texas did was the state of Texas changed the law on how property values are assessed. So property values, even though they went up radically high, they came down. Now, here's the one thing you need to know about Texas property taxes. They are higher than the national average, but they're offset by the absence of a state income tax, which can make real estate investment more profitable. There is no state income tax in the state of Texas, so you're not going to pay state taxes on any assets that you own and operate in the great state of Texas. There are a lot of landlord-friendly states out there. The next one we're going to talk about is the state of Florida. They have no statewide rent control, and although some cities like Miami have a higher cost of living, landlords are free to raise rents based on market conditions. The eviction process in Florida is pretty quick. It's very similar to Texas. A landlord can give a resident a 3-day notice for non-payment of rent, and if the resident fails to pay, the eviction process can move forward quickly through the courts. And the state courts are known for favoring landlords in eviction cases. You also get pro-landlord lease laws. What does that mean? Well, Florida provides landlords with significant control over their lease agreements. Security deposit rules are straightforward, and landlords can evict residents for non-payment or breach of lease within a minimum of days. And there's a favorable tax climate in Florida. Florida is known for its landlord-friendly tax policies, especially given that the state has no personal income tax. You know, there are a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are exploring investing in Florida, and I know some are getting it done, and they're getting really great results. So when you consider Florida as a place to invest, the first thing that I would suggest you do is you get yourself a mentor that understands what you're trying to do, understands the geographic region, and then use that mentor's advice to pinpoint the right place for you to invest. And like I said earlier in the show, it doesn't matter where you live in the United States of America. If you think Florida is the place that you want to invest, and clearly Florida is a landlord-friendly state, then you invest there. It's just the way it is. You learn how to operate your business so that you can live anywhere in the country that you decide to live. But you buy your assets in the part of the country that makes the most sense to you. What's next on the list? What other states are on the list? We've got Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. No rent control, a simple eviction process, landlord protections, tax benefits. Sounds pretty cool, right? Who else? Arizona. Again, no rent control, quick evictions, landlord rights. Pretty good stuff, right? Who else? North Carolina. I'm going to sound like a broken record here. No rent control. Flexible eviction process. What does that mean, flexible eviction process? Okay, unlike some of the other states, North Carolina has a straightforward eviction process for non-payment of rent. Landlords must give a 10-day notice to pay or vacate. And then the court will process for eviction quickly, and landlords can typically regain control of their property within a few weeks. So it's not as fast as places like Texas or Florida, but North Carolina, they do have this flexible eviction process. They have pro-landlord lease agreements. They have favorable tax laws. Are you starting to see where you ought to invest? Now, this list that I'm giving you, this is not the end-all be-all list to your investing strategy. What I'm trying to do is open your mind to the potential states that would like you to invest in them that make more sense to invest in than other states in the nation. Remember, you're building a business here. You have to select where you will buy the assets for this business, because where you select those assets is where those assets are going to stay. These assets, they don't have wheels on them. There's no wheels. They are permanently affixed to the ground. They are. Or they should be. At the end of the day, there are states out there that want your business. States like Ohio that have no rent control, an efficient eviction process, landlord protections, and low property taxes. States like Kentucky with no rent control, a simple eviction process, fewer tenant protections, and a landlord-friendly lease law structure. Then there's Alabama. Yeah, you know what I'm going to say, right? No rent control, quick eviction process, landlord protections, low property taxes. And the final one that made my list. Now, this one I think is a little controversial. I do. And here's why I think it's a little controversial. This is the state that I was born and raised in. So I have intimate knowledge about this state. I grew up in the great state of Nevada. I watched Nevada go from a very, very rural type of state to Las Vegas growing. And part of that growth was stimulated by people moving from a place called California. Las Vegas was influenced heavily by people moving from the great state of California into the great state of Nevada. Now, Nevada technically still has no rent control. They still technically have an efficient eviction process. They still technically have great tax advantages. I mean, Nevada is a highly attractive state for landlords because there's no state income tax. And that makes for good back-end numbers when you're not paying state income taxes on your earning. And they also have flexible lease agreement terms. But my concern with Nevada is the influx of people that have come from a state where things are not landlord friendly. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that moved from California to Nevada has the same attitudes that the people still living in California have. I think a lot of people leaving the state of California are what I call refugees. I think they don't necessarily agree with what's going on in the state of California, and they're moving to other parts of the country like Nevada, and they're reinforcing what's going on in Nevada. But not everybody does that. Does that make sense? So why do I bring that up? Why do I bring up a discussion of Nevada and the fact that some of the migrating population might have an influence that's negative to what the landlord-friendly conditions are in Nevada? Because you're buying an asset that you're going to hold for a period of time. Your hold time is probably in the neighborhood of anywhere from 1 to 5 years. It could be longer, should not be shorter. The reason it should not be shorter is because you do not want to pay short-term capital gains taxes on your real estate. It will punish your returns. I'm just telling you flat out. You hold the asset for a year and a day, and then if you have a goal to sell after a year because you want to capture equity in the asset, then you sell in a year and a day, you capture the equity, and then you deal with long-term capital gains rates, not short-term capital gains rates. Does that make sense? Okay, man, I've hit you with a lot today. I really have. I've kind of been won over the world. I'm trying to address what I see as a problem for a listener, a frustration problem that a listener has. And at the end of the day, I mean, I could have been the guy that was, you know, could have just shut the guy down. But that's not what I want to do. That's not who I am. I exist to help other people. I can see past the anger. I can see past the frustration. And what I see is somebody that wants to have success doing what I'm doing. Somebody who wants to have success being a real estate investor, although their experience up to this point has been very, very negative. What we have to do is we have to help this person understand that there is a better path. There is a better path, and the way you achieve the better path is you obtain the education that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. It is that education that is the game changer. It's the education that makes you go, wow, I've been doing it wrong for so long, and I've been thinking it's right. But it's been wrong, and I've been doing it wrong. So what do you do? What do you do when you've been doing it so long and you've been doing it so wrong? You stop. You have to break those habits. You have to understand what you were doing and why it was wrong. You have to come to grips with that in your mind. And then when you come to grips with the fact that you were doing it wrong, we have to give you the solution on how to do it right. Now, my listener has been armed with a bunch of information on how to do this right. What my listener really needs to do is put his pride in his back pocket and pick up the phone and contact Lifestyles Unlimited. Call 866-945-6565. Yeah, I'm giving you that phone number right now. 866-945-6565. So why am I giving you that phone number? That's a phone number to a live real estate investor that you can talk to. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, you could actually hash it out with somebody else who's going to give you the same answer. I'm just telling you, that's the way we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited. Look, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, pick up the phone, call 866-945-6565, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.